That's the milestone of purity.
All right.
And it says 74 miles, just in front of Dalton's there. It wasn't actually there.
2009,
yeah. Yeah, and it's 74 Irish miles to Dublin Centre. Right, okay. That's the old forge. Right, okay. We're looking at the Edward V postbox. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
So that's a symbol. That's a symbol of. As the kids will tell you here about the establishment, the British establishment at the time. Do you know what I mean? The king was Edward V. You know.
And a bit of grass, is it?
Yes. Yeah, if you rub grass on a gravestone is the best thing. Or on a gravestone, or any of those things that are covered in lime.
That's the way they know that.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Years ago, it had a pencil on paper.
Chalk. There's just them in the abbey, looking around for the old church. I call it the abbey too as well, but it isn't. It's the church. Mm-hmm. Now here, sorry lads, you see that hole there?
Yes.
And let's say up the same there was all the plaques came off the wall. Now these are windows here, but these were windows blocked here. But there was a plaque there on that wall there, and that's in the front of St. Columba's Church, and it's to Brian Gunning, who was the grandfather of the Gunning sisters. That's a good.
Right.
And it's up on the thing, but it was moved from there when
I was doing the church.
The church was 1870. The church was burnt. That's a compass which I use a lot. I love the idea that all these churches are due east. You know what I mean? Roscommon Church, the Church of Ireland, is due east. The window is due east.
Why?
You're facing the rising sun, facing the rising. Right. You know what I mean? You know.
Of course.
There's just around the graveyard.
Right, yeah, that's the graveyard. This is into the.
Yes, indeed, yeah.
Oh, what would you call that?
Into the.
What for neighbours? Hold on.
It's. What would you call it? Graves or. What
the tomb as well.
Tomb or what do you call that?
Vault.
That's a vault, yeah. That's a vault. Now, here's your man, see? See, look here. See, that's where if you put your camera in, you'll get it. Kids love that. They just love that because everyone loves skulls.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I love using that for them there because we used to love it when we were kids ourselves, you see?
That's a great photo.
Yeah.
Is that a bullet wound?
Yes, that's what I think is interesting, isn't it? What would it be? Or was he born that way?
The Church of Purity is referred to locally as the Abbey. Right and proper it is. It was Purity Abbey. But the church that is now is not the Abbey. Because the Abbey was completely destroyed. And this is where history is warts and all, I tell it. One of Cromwell's agents, a man called Ormsby, who lived in Tubber Valley, just up the road as well, on the way to Athleague, within 3 miles, 2 miles, yeah. 2 miles of here. He, doing what Cromwell did best, you know, came down and he slaughtered, and if you read, it depends on what history, if you read a Church of Ireland history, it says 60 priests, and most of the folklore ones say 100 priests were put to the sword. They were all slayed. And they were all aged priests. He flattened the abbey as it was. So the church that is in Purity is basically a modern church built on the site of an original abbey. You know, the church dates back to succession, back to Queen Elizabeth.
Do you know what I mean?
But it's modernized all along. But basically, that's what they call a modern church.